Victor Kozhany, the so-called Pirate of Prague, appeared one step closer to extradition to the United States on Thursday. A court in the Bahamas, Mr. Kozhany's adopted home, confirmed June's decision to deport him to the United States to face charges of bribing senior government officials in Azerbaijan. But, as Rob Cameron reports, Czech investors, allegedly defrauded by Mr. Kozhany in the 1990s, are still no closer to seeing their money.
Victor Kozhany, once the darling of the Czech privatisation process, inched his way closer to the American justice system on Thursday, although ever the optimist, he was smiling when he entered the Nassau courthouse and still smiling when he came out. He cuts a striking figure in the pages of today's newspapers, red slacks, white T-shirt and black suit jacket, the attitude of casual elegance offset slightly by the handcuffs and the beefy Bahaman police officers at his side. Speaking via his lawyer, Mr. Kozhany told reporters nothing had changed. The judge had merely reiterated an earlier decision to extradite him to America, where he's wanted on bribery charges. In a sense, he's right, though he will still appeal against Thursday's decision and has 15 days to do so. Last year, US federal prosecutors charged him and two other men with participating in a scheme to bribe senior government officials in Azerbaijan over lucrative oil privatization deals. Most Czechs, however, associate Victor Kozhany with the privatization scams of the early 1990s, and there is a parallel campaign to bring Mr. Kozhany to trial here. Back then, the right-wing government of Václav Klaus issued coupons to buy shares in large state-owned companies, injecting much-needed cash into the economy and providing ordinary Czechs with a good investment. 40 years of communist rule, however, meant most people were unacquainted with the ins and outs of share dealing. Many, therefore, decided to allow the promising Harvard investment funds, founded by Victor Kozhany, to invest their money for them. The investment fund, however, stripped the companies of their assets, and the cash, reportedly some 13 billion crowns of it, ended up in the Bahamas, as did Mr. Kozhany. The chances of bringing him to trial in the Czech Republic are, however, slim. It will take many months, maybe years, for the Azerbaijan case to be settled in court. At the end of that process, Mr. Kozhany will either be found guilty, sent to prison, and stripped of his remaining financial assets, and therefore incapable of paying back his Czech creditors, or he will be found innocent, and he will return to the Bahamas, a country with no extradition treaty with the Czech Republic. Those Czech shareholders who unwittingly subsidised Mr. Kozhany's island paradise have little hope of seeing their money again.
Rob Cameron with that report.